The table of the Lord is made ready. In this is the mystery of this night. Heaven could not hold, contain the love of the Creator, the eternal Word. So the Word became flesh, became like us so that we might become like Him, and is here, dwelling among us. The babe born this night grew to be a man. He is the host at this table. He spreads this table before us with his life, that we might live in him. We bring nothing to this table but our hearts. But here we receive everything we need. It is here that we receive the holy gift of this night, God with us, Emmanuel. So come if you have much faith. Come if you have little faith and want to have more. Come, receive love, divine love, which comes towards you. Let us keep the feast. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O holy God, creator and ruler of the universe. In the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. In him, your Word, dwelling with you from all eternity, became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And we beheld your glory, Emmanuel. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the celestial choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever sing to the glory of your name.
You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, born in humility, helpless as an infant.
He showed the power of your love.
Poor in things of the world.
He brought the wealth of your grace.
Rejected by many.
He welcomed all who sought him.
In his dying and rising.
You gave birth to your church. Delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry and every place. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. On the night of his arrest, Jesus took the bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Whenever you eat of this, do this in remembrance of me." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us keep the feast. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Anyone who comes to me will never be hungry. Anyone who believes in me will never thirst.
In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said, this cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus said, every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim his death and we wait for his coming again. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you are cut off from me, you will wither. You can do nothing. But if I live in you and you live in me, then you will have life, abundant, eternal. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Shining, it is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Cup of life.
Let us pray. O Lord, we give you thanks for your presence with us here, for the ways that you fill our hearts, our minds, our souls, the ways that you shine light into our lives. May we in turn reflect that light into the world. In your Son's name we pray, amen.
in the beginning. God's Spirit moved over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Come, Christians, let us walk in the light of the Lord.